They're dedicated, they're hardworking, and it was just really a great opportunity for me to take my pride in the military and be able to pass that forward to some of our veterans.
Welcome to Speaking Insurance, a weekly podcast where we talk with successful insurance and risk management professionals to gain some insight into their success and to talk about the topics that are relevant to you. This is Speaking Insurance. Tracy Petrie is an academic director with the National Alliance. Her focus is high net worth personal accounts. She works with the Disabled Veterans Insurance Careers Program, DVIC, as well as the Careers for Life program.
So we're here today to talk about the DVIC program. Tell us, what exactly is that, your involvement with it, how it started? Just give us a nice background of the history of it.
So the DVIC program, it stands for Disabled Veterans Insurance Careers. And Gary Bryant and Beverly Messer and myself all work on this program. We all try to locate veterans who just need to start a new career once they separate from the military. They could have been separated for a matter of 5 months, or it could have been 5 years or 15 years. So it's really kind of running the gamut. But we're looking for veterans who just want to start a new career in the insurance industry. So it's my job to facilitate that and help teach them. So I help with the webinars, I help ask questions, we run some coaching sessions, we do some role plays. So I'm pretty involved with them on a day-to-day basis.
In terms of the average insurance-oriented individual versus a veteran, you know, what makes a veteran a little bit more valuable, you'd say?
The veteran just has a core, he just wants to help, which that's really what insurance is all about. We're really just helping people in whatever vein you're in. So I think that desire to just really help people helps them get into this industry. It really motivates them to see kind of a different way. They're going from protecting people and country to protecting people and their assets now.
I grew up around the military my whole life. My dad was in the service. I worked for the Army. What's your experience with working with the military like prior to this, if any?
We do. We're a heavy military family. We have multiple members who are in the reserves. My father-in-law was in the Korean War, and my brother-in-law is active duty right now in the Army.
So this was nothing new to you, being around a veteran or the different types of things that they offer?
Not at all. Every quality that they're bringing to the table is something that I've experienced before. They're dedicated, they're hardworking, and it was just really a great opportunity for me to take my pride in the military and be able to pass that forward to some of our veterans.
Say I know a veteran that's interested in a program like this. How does one get involved to find out where y'all are located and also to see if insurance is the right fit for him or her?
Probably the first step would be to talk to Gary, myself, or Beverly. We talk with them a little bit about where they'd like their career to go, what they see themselves doing, what their background might be. It's very easy to take a lot of their qualities and their skill set from when they were in the military and transfer those to civilian life. So we just kind of get a good feel for, do they like to work with people? Do they like to work with businesses? Do they like to problem solve? Do they want to do it proactively or reactively? So we can determine, do they want to be in risk management or claims? So it's just really a matter of finding them a good fit based on their personality and their skill set, and then just being able to provide them a great career in an insurance industry that's stable. It's always going to be here.
So say we have a veteran that has done all that, you've been contacted. Mm-hmm. What's the next step? He's enrolled into whatever courses he needs. How do you go about like taking those classes and stuff?
Well, they're enrolled as far as taking the CISR classes. So at the end of the DVIC program, they're going to take the 5 parts of the CISR, so they'll have their designation. So what we do is we actually conduct the studies both online, as well as they get a copy of the book, so they can do some self-study. And then we have webinars with faculty as well throughout, typically 3 webinars. Per session, and then I do coaching sessions and review sessions with them too before they do the exam.
Typically, how long does it take to complete this process?
Well, this class started in February, and then they will graduate the end of June. So a few months, but we want to make sure that they know the material and we're setting them up for success when they get into the industry.
So being that this is an alternate career path, having come from a military environment, what sort of jobs can a veteran look forward to after completing this course?
Really, it's up to them. What we're focusing on right now is personal lines. So we have some who are going into the personal lines service aspect of it. They could also branch out and go into the claims department if that's what they so choose. I have a couple of candidates now, one who has graduated and one who's in the course now, who have prior police experience. So the way that their analytical mind works, they would actually be great in claims in the SIU department, which is special investigations. So they would be searching out for people who are making sure that they're handling claims the right way, and that there isn't any fraudulent activity going on. So all of that prior experience coupled with the current insurance experience can open so many doors for their career.
Nothing says good advertisement like word of mouth. What has the response been from veterans that have gone through the class that have you seen later that have come back and said, wow, you know, this was really great, this was interesting? What has the overall response been?
It's been fantastic. We're in the process right now of getting two more of our DVIC people from the last class placed in positions. Three of them from Florida already have positions, one of which we hired here at the National Alliance. So it's been great word of mouth.
So how rewarding does it feel to give back basically to veterans? I mean, they're the top-notch people that keep America together, and you're in a field where you're allowing them to change career paths and do what you do in a way.
It's amazing. I actually, talking about it with my guys, quote unquote, as I call them, it's not uncommon for me at the end of it to get a little choked up. And I tell them at the beginning, I'm here for you. I'm here for your success. If I can share anything of what I've learned over my career and pass it on to you guys, that is a very small price to pay and trying to repay our debt as a society to you for defending our country. But I think that they really appreciate that because I'm vested in them personally. This isn't just a job for me. This is something that's very personal that I want to help them get a start in a career.
One of the things I noticed with working in the private sector versus with veterans tend to be a little bit more polite. They're a little more responsive. What's that like working with people that are, you know, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, and just they're very together. What's that like, if you could maybe touch on that a bit?
It's great. That's who I am. I still say yes, ma'am, and yes, sir all the time. Because I just kind of feel like my mama would be so disappointed if I didn't. So it's a kindred spirit that way. But it's great to be able to have people who are polite, they're hardworking, they're enthusiastic. They want to do this, not just for themselves, but they want to be able to provide a stable environment for their family. And that's why they're here.
I keep reading the data. In the year 2020, there are going to be at least 400,000 job openings due to the baby boomers retiring. And we need as many people to step up and join the insurance industry as possible. What advice would you give to any veteran that's even possibly considering a field in the insurance world?
Please come on in. We need your dedication. We need people who have the work ethic. We need people with your skill set who are just out there to help people, and that's what we need. And we need some fresh blood. We need some new ideas. And with this many job openings, you really have your career in your own hands and you can kind of write your own ticket.
How vital is it to, when you complete this course and you have a designation, that you are hired in the industry? What separates, you know, number one, a veteran from the average person, but also having a designation? How does that help much more than, say, not having a designation, getting a job in the insurance industry?
Oh my goodness. Like any designation or any type of degree, once you have those letters behind your name, it just carries so much more weight. And particularly within the insurance industry, the National Alliance and the CISR, the CIC, the CPRM, CRM programs are all so well recognized that when you get into an agency and you have those letters behind your name and you're a veteran, that just puts you heads and shoulders above the competition.
Within about an hour and a half radius, pretty much in every direction, is a military installation. Do you go out to the installations, or do you know of different people that speak there to talk about this program specifically?
I personally don't go, since I'm back here helping the veterans here. Beverly Messer and Gary Bryant go to the installations, and they are able to have some really good one-on-one conversations. And then once they talk with the people there on base, then I'm able to talk with them and have a little bit more in-depth conversation personally, where they'd like to go, what they'd like their career to look like. So I'm pretty involved from the very beginning. But there are so many veterans out there who we would just love to talk to and get an opportunity to show them what this could do.
What is your single most rewarding moment you've had since working here with this program?
my last DVIC class, having them all graduate. It was a struggle with some of them, but just getting them all through the class, getting them licensed, and getting them jobs, because ultimately, at the end of the day, that's what it's about. We're not just here to educate them, which, while that's the National Alliance's focus, the DVIC and the Careers for Life programs, they are dedicated to finding these veterans jobs. And at the end of the day, that's what's going to put food on the table.
So if you wouldn't mind, talk a little bit about the graduation itself. Is there a big event? Is there, you know, a banquet type thing? What does the graduation actually consist of when that's happening?
It really depends. It depends on the area. It depends on if they're going to have a conferment ceremony coming up. Typically, that's what happens, is it gets rolled into the newest conferment ceremony for CISR. So there is already a big banquet in place, and they bring their wives or they bring their moms. And that's really a neat experience for them to be able to share all the hard work that they've done now culminates into this conferment ceremony.
I've hung out with veterans on a strange basis. I got to hang out with a bunch of World War II veterans in the Czech Republic at the Liberation Festival, and they want their photos with us. Because I'm sure you have veterans that come and, you know, come take a picture with me when you go to the graduation. What's that like to, you know, feel like that you're the one that's special, even though that they're doing all this work? They've protected the country, but now it's kind of, it puts you in a really strange situation, but you're very happy for them. What's that like to, when they want to make you a part of their celebratory event of the graduation and stuff?
It's awesome. It's really rewarding to have them say, without you, I wouldn't be here. So any of that knowledge that I can share is amazing to be able to help them. But I try really hard to reshift that focus, because it's their hard work and it is their reward at the end of the day, not mine.
If there are any future changes or plans to the program that you know of, is there anything like that on the horizon?
Not that I can see. We're just trying to fine-tune and streamline the process to make it the best experience possible for the veterans, to where they get as much as they possibly can out of the program. And I would say my involvement with them doesn't stop at graduation.
How so?
It continues on. We trade emails. They have my personal cell phone number. We trade text messages. If they're gearing up for an interview, they send me their resume ahead of time. Could you take a look at this really quickly? So I've developed a bond with my veterans, and as I've told them from the very beginning, I'm here for you to be successful, whatever that means, however long that takes.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'm just so honored to work with this program and being able to give back to our veterans who have served us so selflessly is an amazing thing for me personally. And I know that this is something that will reach far beyond me, this program, and for many years to come, I hope that it stays in place to help our guys.
To find out more about the Disabled Veterans Insurance Careers Program, visit the DVIC website at dvic.us. If you have any thoughts about today's podcast, visit the National Alliance on LinkedIn and leave us a comment. This is Speaking Insurance.